The matter of the Board of Education of the Township of Sparta versus MN. Can we please have appearances of counsel?
Good morning. Krista Rue from the law firm of John Rue and Associates on behalf of petitioner MN.
Your Honor, Christian R. Martinez from the firm of Passion Sign and Walter Hayden on behalf of the district.
Welcome, counsel, and good morning. Ms. Rue, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, and may it please the court. I'd like to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal.
We'll have you back, perhaps for a little less.
Go ahead. Perhaps more, less, that's fine. Perhaps I won't need it. So we're here today because there is a conflict between the federal regulation relating to the IDEA and the application of the state regulations relating to issuance of diplomas. The IDEA requires that states that accept federal funding that they provide services to children with disabilities who have not graduated with a regular diploma, which is defined by the CFR as a regular high school diploma does not include a recognized equivalent of a diploma, such as a general equivalency diploma. In the matter before this court, the diploma that was issued to the child AD was nothing more than a general equivalency diploma under a different name. Our state and the Commissioner of Education have recognized two different kinds of diplomas. One is the state-issued diploma, which is what AD received, which requires nothing more than passing the GED test, not being enrolled in school, and being at least 18 or 16 or 17 with parental permission. And those are the exact same requirements to take the GED exam. At no point does anybody argue, or can they, that the diploma that AD received is based on anything more than passing the GED exam. What we have here is the state and the school district are trying to nullify a federal regulation as it relates to a federal law. The federal law must prevail. The federal regulation deciding how to interpret the federal law must be given supremacy over the state regulation, which doesn't mean that we have to void the state regulation. The two different kinds of diplomas have their place. For example, there are institutions, including the military, that will not allow someone to enter if they have a GED, but rather require a diploma. For better or worse, there are some stigmas with related to obtaining a GED, but not a diploma. The interpretation of the regulation here, of the state regulation and the application, stands as an obstacle to the accomplishment and execution of the full purposes and objectives of Congress. That is the standard for determining whether there is a conflict between the state regulation and the federal regulation. The case that I have for that is Hines versus Davidovitz, 312 U.S. 52. It's a 1941 case, but it's still quite frequently cited. So there is nothing in the law or the regulation that says that a student who receives this state-issued diploma can't return to receive the state-approved diploma. In fact, the Sparta School District let AD return to school two times and re-enroll two times before they realized that they had this loophole that would allow them to stop providing him services. I find it hard to rationalize that that our legislature, that our Department of Education would enact a policy that would allow school districts to not provide the services to these students who need it. The state of New Jersey receives nearly $500 million every year in IDEA funding from the federal government. The Sparta School District receives $1.3 million a year in IDEA funding. I got that number from the publicly posted budget. So it's just, you know, on the internet. So the fact of the matter is the diploma that was issued is just issued to anyone who passes the exam and meets the other requirements. It is not a regular high school diploma. This is a child who continued to need services, who was not prepared to enter his adult life, which is one of the purposes of the IDEA, is to help students with disabilities enter adulthood, enter life after education, after at least secondary education, in as good a position to be independent and live on their own, or to know what to do in the world at large. It's obvious from the record, it's obvious from the trajectory that AD took, that he wasn't ready at any of the points after he received this this state-issued diploma, that there were still services he needed. There were still things that we as the state of New Jersey owed to him to help him be a better member of society, a more productive member of society, to fulfill our obligations under the IDEA to these students with disabilities. The legislative history is not clear on why there are these two diplomas. So, you know, my speculation, for what it's worth, which is worth absolutely nothing, our legislature wanted to give options. The Commissioner of Education wanted to give options so that students who are who receive the GED, whether they're under the age of 21 or they're adults who return to school to further their education, who want to have a new opportunity in life, so that they're not stigmatized by not having a diploma. So there are these two different options that are awarded, but they are not the same. And the federal regulation is clear. It says that if the diploma that is received is based on a general equivalency diploma, if that is all it is, then we have not met our duty to these students under the IDEA. What these students have the right to continue their education, to receive services that are funded by significant amounts of money from the federal government every year. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. I think that, you know, I don't want to stand here and repeat everything that's in the briefs. You guys have all read them. They're very thorough. I have in addition to my little, very pretty binder, I have a very thick other binder and masses of questions, documents.
Could Congress decide that GED is too low a bar and pass a federal law stating that in order to get a diploma, students have to sit in class for 4 years.
I don't think that level of specificity is required as a general practice. However, with respect to the IDEA, the federal government can attach such parameters.
But would it, because we're talking about, you're obviously talking about the balance between federal and state power.
Yes.
Would the federal government have the under the supremacy clause, have the authority to do that? I'm not saying it should or will ever, but have the authority to make that kind of, to impose that kind of requirement?
I think that if it did, I'm not sure. I'm not certain, to be perfectly honest, but I think that if the Federal Department of Education had a basis for doing so, then it might be able to do so. It certainly would be subject to challenge, but they would have to show that they had a good rational basis to do so.
In your case, though, you don't have to worry about Congress's authority under the Commerce Clause because you're specifically relying on the IDEA, which is based on Congress's spending power.
Correct.
So Congress's power to attach conditions to funds that it is offering to states.
Correct. Yes, the IDEA is a funding statute. That's where its authority derives from. So,
and your adversary didn't challenge the constitutionality of the IDEA under Congress's spending clause power, correct?
Correct.
I just have one other question. What's the status of the federal action?
The federal action is currently stayed.
Waiting for this court.
We haven't even had a Rule 16 conference. There has
just
been
the
motion practice
stage and nothing further.
Yeah, we have we have periodic status conference phone calls. We actually had one.
It's not necessary to
a couple weeks ago.
Level.
Yeah, and we have another one scheduled in a couple months after we leave here. So.
Other questions, anyone? Anything you'd like to sum up?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Council. Mr. Martinez.
Good morning, and may it please the court. Fundamentally, this case is about our common sense understanding of what it means to achieve a high school diploma. For most students in this state, that means attending your local high school for 4 years. It means sitting alongside your classmates as you take classes in chemistry and algebra and physical education. It means walking across the stage at graduation and hearing your name called out as you receive your diploma. Our state recognizes this common sense distinction. And the legislature has established two different kinds of diplomas in this state. Now, on the one hand, there is a state-endorsed diploma. That diploma is awarded to students who successfully complete state and local graduation requirements. In other words, that diploma is awarded to students who actually graduate high school. On the other hand, there's a state-issued diploma. That diploma is not awarded to those who graduate high school, but rather to those who pass the GED exam. In fact, to qualify for a state-issued diploma, one cannot currently be enrolled in high school. The federal regulation at issue in this case must be viewed through the lens of these two diplomas. That regulation provides that a state is not required to provide a child with disabilities a free, appropriate public education if the child has graduated from high school with a regular high school diploma. In other words, under the regulation, the state is relieved of its obligation when two conditions are met. The child has graduated from high school and has done so with a regular high school diploma. Each of these conditions is not met as in this case, where a child receives a state-issued diploma. As an initial matter, when AD received his state-issued diploma, he had not graduated from any high school. In fact, when the Board of Education for the Township of Sparta declined to permit AD to re-enroll based on his state-issued diploma, there's no evidence or there's no indication that he had received a state-endorsed diploma or some other diploma from another high school. The reason for the Board of Education for the Township of Sparta's decision is the state-issued diploma. Moreover, the definition of a regular high school diploma under the federal regulation is very specific. It is the standard high school diploma awarded to the preponderance of students in the state that is fully aligned with state standards. It is not an equivalency diploma. All the relevant state statutes and regulations indicate that a state-endorsed diploma, not a state-issued diploma, is the standard high school diploma awarded to the preponderance of students in this state. So when AD received his state-issued diploma, he did not receive a regular high school diploma. And this state's obligation to provide him with a free, appropriate public education was not terminated at that point. And the commissioner's decision or conclusion to the contrary is not entitled to any deference by this court, because fundamentally, the commissioner's decision here is an interpretation of federal law, of a federal regulation, to which this court owes no deference. I welcome the court's questions.
Thank you, counsel. Ms. Gilfillan.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court, I'd like to start with a brief preliminary statement. A New Jersey high school diploma means something. It means something to those who possess its credential, and it means something to those to whom it is presented. And what it means is that the bearer of that credential is entitled to all the rights, all the privileges, and all the responsibilities attendant to that diploma. It is the credential that permits admission to post-secondary educational opportunities, vocational training, and employment, regardless of who issues that diploma. This matter does not present a case for preemption. The express language of NJAC 6A:8-5.2 does not contradict the regulations promulgated pursuant to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. And nothing in the factual scenario or the record below supports a conclusion of either field or conflict preemption. To the contrary, the pervasive scheme of federal statutes and regulations which have been adopted to guide education demonstrates Congress's intention to leave matters of expected academic achievement and the process of educating this nation's citizenry to each individual state. In doing so, the state's implementation of alternative pathways for individuals to obtain a high school diploma neither frustrates nor poses an obstacle to fulfilling that intention. The state is responsible for holding all individuals, disabled and neurotypical alike, to high academic standards. Appellants and amicus argument that there is only one way in which a disabled student may graduate from high school actually frustrates Congress's intention, their ultimate goal when it enacted the IDEA, to provide equality of opportunity, full participation, independent living, and economic self-sufficiency for individuals with disabilities. Putting to the side the argument of those of us with college attendant children that a high school diploma is not the imprimatur of a student or an individual ready to live independently, the state of New Jersey has determined that either diploma aligned to the challenging academic standards adopted by the state are what is expected of a New Jersey high school graduate. Amicus agrees. This case does not present a matter of preemption. However, this court should decline its invitation to differentiate the types of diplomas issued by the state. The underlying procedural posture of this case failed to squarely present that question to the appellate division. More importantly, requesting that this court differentiate between diplomas ultimately places this court in the position of arbitrating the quality of a diploma. Contrary to Amicus's suggestion, there is no singular gold standard against which education in New Jersey is measured for either disabled or neurotypical students. Educational inequity based upon students' geographical and economic status is well documented, both nationally and in this state. Students transferring from a rural West Virginia district may have a much different path to a New Jersey diploma than a student attending an affluent New Jersey district from the inception of their formal education. This is still a different route from a first-generation immigrant who can attend classes only at night in order to support their family during the day by working. These differing routes do not change the nature of the eventual credential they receive and should not be seen as less than what a student attending the affluent district achieves. Just as educators do not adjudicate legal controversies, so should jurists refrain from adjudicating the quality of any one particular diploma. To do otherwise risks the creation of a multi-tiered system of education that abrogates Congress's intent when it enacted the Individuals with Disabilities Act, the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, and the Every Child Succeed Act. As stated in the district's brief, education is not a means to itself. The provision of the opportunity to participate in sports, clubs, and extracurriculars are not the core purpose of any educational institution. In fact, these activities must and should yield when a student is at risk of failing classes. The ultimate goal of any educational institution, whether public or private, is to imbue the educational standards adopted by the state to its students. That the appellant has now second-guessed his choice of pathways to his diploma does not invalidate the degree obtained. As such, this court should affirm the appellate division's decision, uphold the state's issuance of the degree, and the commensurate termination of eligibility under the IDEA.
Counsel, does New Jersey accept federal funds with respect to those who have a disability to provide them with a free and appropriate public education?
Absolutely.
Does that then provide a substantive right on the part of students like AD in the protections of federal law?
It does.
And that means that the IDEA and regulations under it are rights students may rely upon, correct?
That's correct.
In this case, there's no dispute. AD received an equivalency diploma, a GED, correct?
I would disagree with the court. The student received a state-issued diploma. Unlike what has been put before the court, there is no evidence in the record that this is simply passing a GED.
Well, what do we know about his diploma, aside from the label that it's a state-issued high school diploma?
We know that it was based upon the student's application to the state, right, to the Department of Education.
And the regulation with respect to high school diplomas, 5.2C, says a state-issued high school diploma is based on achieving the statewide standard score on the General Education Development Test, the GED.
That's correct.
Dot, dot, dot. And you're telling us he did not get a GED?
He received his GED. However, that is not the end of the analysis. The state sets the requirements for passing a GED with a certain score that then entitles the student to the state-issued diploma. It's not that you simply pass it. You have to pass the GED.
But it's the GED.
GED is the assessment. That's correct.
And that is the basis for him receiving a high school diploma in this case.
It is the basis for him receiving a state-issued diploma. It is not a high school diploma. It is a state-issued.
The basis for him getting a diploma.
That's correct.
All right. So then we look to the federal regulation, which says that AD is entitled to a free and appropriate public education with a regular high school diploma. Did he get a regular high school diploma?
He does, if you read the remainder of that regulation, which states that the diploma has to be aligned with the state's academic requirements.
And it also says...
That's not all it says. And this is what I was wanted you to focus on. It's quite clear in saying that a regular high school diploma does not include a recognized equivalent of a diploma such as a general equivalence diploma.
Correct. However...
And that's what he got.
That is what he received.
So that
but he was
cannot
not,
qualify under the plain language as a regular high school diploma.
I would disagree with the court.
Explain why, please.
Because the high school diploma, in order to graduate from a high school, right, you have to be enrolled in the high school. This student was not enrolled in Sparta High School at the time he obtained his GED.
Be that as it may, he got a GED. And the federal regulation says a regular high school diploma does not include a diploma like a GED.
However, Your Honor, like a GED, if it is not aligned.
I'm sorry, but that's not how it reads.
And it also,
you're ignoring the second part of the definition of 34 CFR 300.102(c)(3)(4). There are two separate components to it. Look at the last sentence, please.
I understand, Your Honor.
Don't you need to qualify the last sentence in order to prevail?
So I would, in order to for the district to prevail, be very clear. Again, the student did not receive a diploma from the high school, right?
I don't understand why that helps you. It seems like you've now conceded to the chief that the student did not receive a regular high school diploma.
I would say...
Why would that help your case?
It's not a high school diploma because it wasn't issued by a high school.
But that's his point. So the student is saying, I didn't get a high school diploma, and therefore I am still entitled to FAPE under federal law. And we're asking you, if he didn't get a high school diploma, then doesn't federal law say that he is still entitled to FAPE?
Not if, in fact, there is nothing further for the district to provide for this
student.
Where
does the regulation say that? Even the part of the regulation that you are talking about, I think the first sentence where it's talking about fully aligned with state standards, it seems like you are reading out the first part of that sentence. So that sentence says, as used in paragraphs, etc., the term regular high school diploma means the standard high school diploma awarded to the preponderance of students in the state that is fully aligned with state standards. So are you saying that the preponderance of students in the state do not get a high school diploma and instead they get an equivalency diploma of the type that you have been discussing with the Chief Justice?
The record does not contain any information whatsoever about the preponderance of students who receive diplomas. What I would submit...
The preponderance of students who originally were enrolled in the Sparta School District, do the preponderance get a standard high school diploma?
A state-endorsed diploma.
Okay, so then even in the Sparta School District, the diploma that AD received is not the one that is awarded to the preponderance of students, correct?
That's correct.
So then I'm just not... If I may,
Section 300.102 prohibits a local educational agency from issuing diplomas that are somehow less than the diploma that other students, the preponderance of students, receive, right? The state-endorsed diploma.
But where does it say that? Where does it say local agency or diploma that is less than? We're just reading the words of the regulation. Where can we find that?
That is... when you speak about graduating from high school, the district, I think the way that's defined in the statute and in the regulations, the districts are defined as the local educational agencies. The state is defined as a state educational agency. So when they refer to a high school diploma, they're referring to the local educational agency. Not the state, they're referring to a local educational agency. If they had meant the state, it would say a state educational agency. And they do reference that.
Where does it say local educational agency? I'm looking at the regulation, I just don't see it.
It's not in this regulation. You'd have to go to actually back to the statute where it provides the definition for a local educational agency, and I don't have that.
But again, going back to the definition of what a regular high school diploma is, again, I think we're having trouble understanding the word that you seem to be reading out of this regulation, because even in your brief, when you cite to this particular definition, a lot of the words are missing. I'm not sure if it was a mistaken citation, but particularly the portion of the definition that Justice Wehner after just referenced with regard to a standard high school diploma means the standard high school diploma awarded to the preponderance of students in the state. That's nowhere to be found in your brief. So I'm not sure seek for us to ignore that language, but we can't do that because we need to understand what Congress's intent was in mandating these regulations for students with disabilities with regard to the federally conditional federal funds that are given to these districts and these states.
So the language that I focus on, and I think the language that the state focuses on.
We have to focus on all the language to understand what the definition means.
I understand that. However, this discussion really is if the term aligned to state standards is not included or was not included in that provision, then I may agree that it is applicable in this case, but it is included and it does have to be provided with some deference or some consideration that there is the possibility of a state issued diploma or a state endorsed diploma that is not aligned with state standards.
But would that same equivalence of diploma be conferred upon the preponderance, the majority of students in the state? You can't ignore You can't ignore that portion of the definition.
The record in this case does not contain information relative to what the preponderance is.
Do you think the Commissioner of Education can answer that question?
I would hope so, Your Honor, but I'm not confident.
You really think that a preponderance of students in New Jersey graduate based on a GED and not high school diploma?
So I think that we need to remember, Your Honors, that this state has significant numbers of individuals coming in from other states, significant numbers of individuals who drop out of school, significant numbers of immigrants coming to the state to further
themselves. Are those numbers the majority of students, the preponderance of students? That's the question.
Again, that information is not available. It's not in the record below.
We should ignore that portion of the definition because it's not in the record.
I don't think you should ignore it, but I don't think you should ignore the language that requires the diplomas to be aligned to state standards, because the purpose of the IDEA, the purpose is to hold students, disabled students, to very high academic standards, right? What they did not want to have happen was for students to be receiving less than what general education students receive.
But here what AD is seeking is more education. He is not seeking to hold himself to a less than standard. So I don't understand how that, again, helps your argument. I agree the whole point of the IDEA is to allow students with disabilities to achieve at the same level as their peers who do not have those same disabilities. But it seems like you are prohibiting AD from achieving that because he is trying to achieve to that high standard. And you're saying you already have a GED diploma, so sorry.
That's because the state-issued diploma is not less than. It's not a minimal diploma. It is not anything that is less than what...
The federal regulations don't say anything about whether it's less than or worse than. All they say is that a regular high school diploma does not include a recognized equivalent of a diploma such as a general equivalency diploma, and that in that circumstance, the district still has an obligation to provide FAPE. That's the only thing we're adjudicating, whether the district still has an obligation to provide FAPE.
Well, I would submit that the question that this court took certification on is whether or not the federal regulation preempts the state regulation. And in order to endorse the finding or the determination that it is less than, you are actually taking it upon yourselves to say that that diploma that is issued by the state is less than whatever is issued by everyone else.
And is this really a preemption case?
I'm sorry?
Is this really a preemption case? Federal authorities said, we'll provide money to help students with disabilities to get a free and appropriate public education. You don't have to take that money. But if you take that money, there are conditions that are attached to it. And one of the conditions is the federal regulation that says, first, children with disabilities who've graduated from high school with a regular high school diploma no longer are entitled to a free and appropriate public education. And it says, as we've read now multiple times, a regular high school diploma does not include a GED. Why doesn't that resolve the case in its entirety?
Because I think that the assumption that is being made is that the student who receives the state-issued diploma does not have the same skills.
No, that's not part of it. The focus of my question is on the precise language of the federal regulation that students, as you admitted earlier, have a substantive right to rely upon. And it turns on whether an individual has a GED.
Not the
quality.
I think that
whether it's a GED, as it's expressly stated
so
in there.
In this case, when AD initially re-enrolled, and let's not forget that he dropped out of the school for three times. When he initially re-enrolled, there was information that he received a GED and was re-enrolled in the school. It then later came to the attention of the district that he had a state-issued diploma. And what I would posit just to this court for consideration, and as you review the case, I'd like you to consider an alternative scenario. If you have two students,
Can I just interrupt you for 1 second? I apologize. You said it later became known to the district. I thought the vice principal notified AP's parent in the spring of 2019, right after he passed the GED. So they knew that he received a GED in the spring of 2019, but then did two IEPs.
They enrolled the student previously on the basis of the GED, promulgated the IEP. Later, after he had been enrolled for a period of time, and I don't have the time period, Your Honor, but I do know that there was a period of time after which the district was provided with a copy of the actual state issued diploma that is in the record.
That's not the way I understood the facts, but go ahead. I apologize for
that. Is the understanding became later that he, after he was re-enrolled the first time, that the diploma issued.
Okay.
So I would just ask the court to consider an alternative scenario.
I'm sorry, it does seem, pursuant to what Justice Fischelli was just saying, it does seem like there's the specific letter written on May 22nd, 2019, from someone at Sparta High School, does specifically say, quote, New Jersey graduation requirements as the GED diploma serves as an equivalent to one received in a New Jersey high school, and therefore AD was no longer entitled to FAPE. That was in May of 2019. So it seems like the Sparta High School did know that there was a GED diploma at that point.
It knew that it was a state-issued diploma. What the principal actually called it, that was not something that was written by council.
I thought you were just saying, though, that they didn't know at that point.
They did not know when they first re-enrolled AD.
I'm talking about May 22nd, 2019.
I understand. AD was actually re-enrolled in the district before that for a period of time. Mm-hmm. The state-issued diploma, I believe, issued on April 29th of 2019.
Correct.
And then it became known after that date that the diploma had issued from the state, but he had been enrolled before that.
But then May 22nd, 2019, there's this letter that refers to the GED diploma, and then they do still enroll him after that.
There's a hole in the record because it is unclear as to why the student was re-enrolled at that time. I have some suspicions, but I would not put that into the record.
My understanding is he resumed home instruction in his sophomore year after he passed the GED and after the letter was issued that Justice Poynter Apter just pointed to, dated May 2019.
So he was enrolled in the district for his 10th grade year, at the beginning of the 10th grade year.
Talking about after he passed the GED.
But so that would have been his 11th grade year.
No, what I'm trying to say is that after he passed the GED in April 2019, right?
Correct.
In May of 2019, the vice principal notified his parent that he was ineligible under IDEA for special education services because he received the GED. Then AD resumed home instruction for the balance of his sophomore year. In the beginning of his junior year, 2019-20, another IEP was conducted and developed. And then because the school went remote due to COVID, another IEP was developed to accommodate his challenges with remote learning. It wasn't until the spring of 2021 that the district returned to its original position that it had expressed in May of 2019 that this student was not eligible for FAPE under IDEA. So the question I have is, what changed between May of 2019, the position that the district took, you're not entitled to continued services under IDEA because you passed the GED, and in May of 2021, when it said the same thing, but in between, they treated him like he was a student.
So again, there's no clear understanding as to why he was re-enrolled after that, or continued to be enrolled after that May 29th, 2019 letter. I do know that after that, he again dropped out of school, was disenrolled, again attempted to re-enroll. Before that occurred, there was another request for him to leave the school district and then attempted to re-enroll again. So there's a period of, I want to say, about 18, 20 months there where there was a new individual in their their special services department that actually has done this for a very long period of time and did not understand why, if a child had a state-issued diploma, why we as a school district would re-enroll that person. So to conclude very quickly, so I can allow my co-counsel to put in that their argument, I would just ask the court to consider an alternative scenario. If you have two students, one classified and one neurotypical.
I didn't hear that. One classified
and one neurotypical, non-disabled. Both drop out of school. Both complete their alternative assessment, and both passed with the exact same score. Both applied to the state for their state-issued diploma. If we were to, if this court is to hold that that diploma is not valid, what right would the state have to withhold that diploma from the disabled student? Wouldn't that be then discriminatory? We're not providing the same.
The court would not be holding that the diploma would not be valid. The court would just be reading the federal regulation that says that for a student with a disability, even if they already have this diploma, they are still entitled to FAPE until they have a regular high school diploma that is given to the preponderance of students in the state.
So let's take that scenario one step further. Let's talk about the operational realities of what occurs with public schools. At this point, there's no ability for the school district to re-enroll a student once they've been, quote, coded as having graduated.
But here, okay, you did, after 2019.
Again, there was no way, it was before the district understood that there was a state-issued diploma. You're correct.
That's not accurate.
The letter said, accurate. The letter specifically referred to the GED diploma. The letter that the assistant principal, I'm not sure the title, specifically says GED diploma serves as an equivalent to. That is quoting from the letter.
And again, I cannot explain to this court because the record is barren as to the basis for why the district re-enrolled the student at that point.
Can I ask you a question? We haven't really touched on it. Hasn't the United States Department of Education already provided guidance on this very issue and said a GED is not a regular high school diploma, and that a person with a GED can return to school and receive FAPE? They've already said that.
I believe what Your Honor is referring to is the discussion of when a student who is attending a high school goes out and gets their GED diploma.
It doesn't say that. What it simply says is, even though a student has a GED, they're entitled to FAPE. That's what the guidance letter says. The factual circumstances, whatever they are, if they get a GED, they're still entitled to the benefit of the federal program. It says that.
I'm not sure which guidance letter. If Your Honor.
One from 2010. It's a policy letter from the United States Department of Education. Has there ever been a time where they said they're not? I know there's been a time when they said they could.
I would just question, and again, I'm not 100% sure of what letter you're referring to, but what I would question is whether or not though the GED diploma was aligned to state standards. I would just further, just as a final note, indicate that the logical conclusion to amicus's position that there is only one way for a disabled student to obtain a high school diploma, to obtain that credential that provides them the opportunity to move on?
No, that's not their position. And you keep saying that. Their position is only that according to federal law, and not this court, this is according to regulations promulgated by the Federal Department of Education, local school districts must provide FAPE until the person has a regular high school diploma. That is not this court acting in an improper role or this court saying that something would be less than or more than. The Federal Department of Education has already promulgated a regulation that says that a student with a disability is still entitled to FAPE until they have a quote unquote regular high school diploma that they define as awarded to the preponderance of students in the state.
And I appreciate Your Honor's position on that.
And that free and appropriate education that those children with disabilities are entitled to also comes along with all the services that those students also obtain while getting that high school education. That's what we're talking about. No one is stating that these students who obtain this equivalency diploma are getting something that's less than and doesn't allow them to go out into the world and have the full benefits of obtaining that particular credential. What we're concerned with, what Congress was concerned with, was ensuring that children with disabilities, children who are already at somewhat of a disadvantage when it comes to learning and being able to have an education similar to other students, as you noted, neurotypical students, ensuring that those students get the full benefit of being in a school, having free and appropriate education, and getting all the services that come with it. There is no indicator, I have not seen any argument from your adversaries that indicates that anyone is trying to argue that obtaining an equivalency is less than. The point is ensuring that Congress's intent in making sure that these children with disabilities obtain the services and the education that they should get.
And I appreciate that. Again, I do think that there are practical applications here that would need to be addressed moving forward. In order to ensure that school districts who are following these regulations and following what we are advised to do would need to have certain further instruction, so to speak, from the Department of Ed on how to implement that position where you're bringing a student back into the district.
A student with disabilities, because I know your example compared a student with disabilities.
Correct. No, just,
with a student
we're just
without,
a,
which
just
is two,
a student
it's
with
two different things.
How we bring them back in, how we code them, how we program for them, if in fact they've demonstrated mastery on the various areas,
if the student with disabilities has a substantive right to be re-enrolled, that would necessarily follow.
I understand. What I would just say is that at this point in time, there is not that ability that has to be developed. And you're correct, Your Honor, that certainly is.
I guess you'd have to figure it out then. That's what administrators do.
No, the Department of Ed should be the individual entity,
okay.
So that we are not in conflict
okay.
With them. But I appreciate the court's time today.
Thank you.
Chief Justice Mattner, and may it please the court. This court should hold that the state-issued high school diploma obtained via achieving statewide passing scores on the general educational development exam can be a regular high school diploma under the federal law for several reasons. First, to determine that a free and appropriate public education cannot culminate in the issuance of a state-issued high school diploma would be inconsistent with the very definition of FAPE, because FAPE by its very definition is different for each student to meet their unique needs and prepare them for further education, employment, and independent living. And to that end, students with IEPs can actually obtain district-issued, state-endorsed high school diplomas without passing the typical statewide learning assessment, without completing the entirety of the curriculum for a high school that is required normally under the regulations. Without even meeting some of the attendance requirements under state law, if they can show substitute competency via a separate standardized test, such as the SAT, ACT, or PSAT, or through a portfolio appeal to the Department of Education where they show their proficiency via their substantive work. Second, because federal law, including the federal Every Student Succeeds Act, which is the federal statute which this definition in this federal regulation comes from, broadly defers to state law to develop what it calls challenging state academic standards. In fact, the Every Student Succeeds Act elsewhere states that the United States Secretary of Education shall not have the authority to mandate, direct, control, coerce, or exercise any discretion or supervision over the challenging state academic standards. And finally, because interpreting the federal regulation at issue to categorically exclude state-issued high school diplomas from being regular high school diplomas would thwart the state of New Jersey's important policy goal of assigning the same value to state-issued high school diplomas as state-endorsed ones, so that students who need to obtain diplomas via that alternative path have the same employment, educational, and life opportunities as those who are capable of obtaining a diploma from a specific school district. Now, having said that, let me get to the crux of what I think is a source of a lot of the confusion, or some of the confusion here. GED does not stand for General Equivalency Diploma. It stands for the General Educational Development Test. And the United States
General Education Educational Development Test?
Or exam, yes. And the United States Department of Education, when it promulgated this version of the regulation in 2017, knew that. How do we know that it knew that? Because the prior iteration of this very regulation said a regular high school diploma shall not include a certificate obtained by passing the General Educational Development Exam, and then in parentheses, GED. So 2016 and prior, and this aligns with what Justice Solomon was bringing up, the guidance document that you were referring to from the United States Department of Education was referring to the previous iterations of this regulation, which was amended in 2017 to align with the Every Student Succeeds Act. Now, the regulatory history for this regulation, which is located at 82 FR 29755, doesn't explicitly state anything else in relation to the amendment of this regulation, other than it's amending it to align itself with the Every Student Succeeds Act. Now, when it comes to the specific language of the regulation in question, you have to keep in mind that Congress, when it was making this language under the Every Student Succeeds Act, and when this Department of Education was adopting that language, as Justice Wainer aptly pointed out, it was passing legislation under the spending clause. It was passing legislation under the spending clause to provide funding, but for the ESSA for all education and under the IDEA for special education to all 50 states and all territories of the United States. And every state and territory there's a panoply of definitions of what a high school diploma is or what a regular high school diploma is. But the only condition upon that the ESSA places is that all students, except for a very small minority who have the most significant cognitive disabilities, aside from them, that's the middle part of the regulation, where it talks about the alternative achievement standards. Aside from that, all students, disabled or otherwise, need to be able to pass to show that they meet the challenging state standards as defined by the Every Student Succeeds Act. And as I stated, the Every Student Succeeds Act broadly defers to the states to determine those. However, it does require that those standards, when the state develops them, that they be passed in such a way that they are bringing in stakeholders, taking in their information, and then they also have to submit them to the United States Department of Education for approval in order to be eligible for federal funds. So the state of New Jersey does that. The state of New Jersey has determined that the state-issued high school diploma is, quote, fully aligned with state standards.
Can you tell us the difference between a general education development test, a score on that test, and a general equivalency diploma?
So I can't, Your Honor, because the term general equivalency diploma is ambiguous, as is used in this.
Keep your voice up.
Sorry, Your Honor. Sorry, Justice Patterson. I can't because I can tell you what the general educational development test is, and that there are statewide standards that the State Board of Education adopts in order to determine what is the state scores in order to entitle someone to a state-issued high school diploma by passing those scores. But I can't tell you what general equivalency diploma is because that term, as it's used in this regulation, is ambiguous. I've consulted with my client, and they're not aware of general equivalency diploma being some sort of educational term of art in this field of education. So in order to determine what it means, it's in a series of phrases at the end of this regulation that are separated by commas. And when a group of like terms, when a group of terms is separated by commas in a statute or regulation, they're to be interpreted as being the same or consistent with one another. If you look at the other terms that are in this list of terms separated by commas, they all speak to things such as attendance and what is it? Let me see. Certificate of completion, certificate of attendance. And I think it says, or other lesser, similar lesser credential, as opposed to me showing proficiency and meeting challenging state standards that are required under federal law under the ESSA. So my interpretation of general equivalency diploma is it would be something like a certificate of completion or a certificate of attendance that would show that a student like went through the motions and attended high school or something like that, but that they didn't meet the challenging state standards as are required under federal law.
What is the general education development test?
It is a test that's created by a private company that is approved by the United States Department of Education that is available to individuals nationwide who are not enrolled in a high school to be able to take in order to get either, I mean, you could get a certificate via from the company for passing it, but here, the State Board of Education has determined, and the legislature and the commissioner has determined via this regulation that meeting the statewide standard scores under the general educational development test qualifies someone as showing the type of proficiency to meet the challenging state standards such that they are entitled to a high school diploma.
Can you tell us if the preponderance of students in this state obtain a general passage of the general educational development test or whether they obtain a high school diploma after attending a high school?
Without a doubt, the more than preponderance, probably a vast majority of students obtain high school diplomas in this state that are state endorsed high school diplomas from local districts.
So how do you get around the definition of what a regular high school diploma is in the FAPE regulations that state that a high school diploma means the standard high school diploma awarded to the preponderance of students in the state that is fully aligned with state standards?
There's no need to get around it because just reading it under its plain meaning, applying the rules of English grammar,
how do you get around it for purposes of your argument?
Yes. No, I'm not getting
if you want to agree with you, how do you get around it? That's what I'm asking.
Fully aligned with state standards is not
awarded to the preponderance of students in the state that is fully aligned.
That is fully aligned with state standards.
It's not to get, it's the you
the
can't
that
separate
is fully
it.
Aligned is modified.
It's a, it's
words
a restrictive
that
clause.
Justice Pierre Louis right. already said, right. which is awarded to the preponderance of students in the state.
But it's not separated by a comma, so it's a restrictive clause, right, as opposed to a non-restrictive clause. Because it's not separated by a comma, its meaning is essential to what comes before it and inherent in what comes before it. As opposed to if it was separated by a comma under the rules of construction, that would say that that's secondary to, and that the preponderance of the students is what you control here. It has to be read as a whole because it's a restrictive clause.
So reading it as a whole, what do the words awarded to the preponderance of students in the state mean?
Awarded to the preponderance of the students that meet the state standards. It has to be read together because it's not separated by a comma.
Okay, so what does it mean read together?
It means
preponderance of the students that meets the state standard.
It means the high school. It's inclusive of state issued high school diplomas inclusive of state issued high school diplomas because, as the commissioner determined here, state issued high school diplomas are fully aligned with state standards.
That sounds like you're just reading the awarded to the preponderance of students in the state fully out of the regulation. And that you're ignoring the fact that the New Jersey legislature specifically enacted legislation that distinguishes between a state-issued high school diploma and students who meet state and local graduation requirements that receive a state-endorsed diploma.
I'm not, Your Honor, respectfully, because as I agree that as a creature of state law, there are two different things. There's state-issued high school diploma you get this way, state-endorsed high school diploma you get that way. They are separate and distinct. But for the purposes of this federal regulation and the Every Student Succeeds Act, what, and keeping in mind that Congress was regulating for the full 50 states and all territories, what is important here and should predominate here and does predominate here even grammatically is the fully aligned with state standards aspect of it. And where it says fully aligned with state standards, it's referring to the challenging state standards as laid out by the Every Student Succeeds Act. So the high school diplomas that are fully aligned with state standards that are obtained by a preponderance of high school students in New Jersey are both the state-endorsed and the state-issued high school diplomas for the purposes of federal law. They are distinct from the purposes of state law, I agree.
I'm confused. You're saying that the state-issued high school diploma and the state-endorsed high school diploma are the same?
No, not under state law.
You're saying a preponderance of students receive both, you just said.
Yes, but the way this statute reads, because fully aligned with state standards is a restrictive clause that must be read into the preceding part of the
regulation. So are you saying that the issue is whether the preponderance of students have to meet the state standards and that both categories of diplomas reflect those state standards that the preponderance of students have to meet?
Yes, Justice Patterson, correct.
Counsel, when you were making the argument just about 2 minutes ago, you made the word diploma plural. You said the term regular high school diplomas means the standard high school diplomas awarded. And if it were written in that way, it would avoid the problem, but it's singular. So how does the singular use of the term standard high school diploma awarded to the preponderance of students encompass more than one kind of diploma?
Because, as I was stating here, this regulation and its language from the Every Student Succeeds Act should be read in a purposive way, because Congress was passing it via spending clause legislation as opposed to under its Commerce Clause powers, where it could specifically state and mandate that private parties do X or private parties do Y. Here, it's trying to take this amalgam, this panoply of different standards, different state and different territory standards in order to, but what it's trying to get at is that what the regular high school diploma is has to be the thing that, or things in New Jersey, not necessarily in other states, that meet the challenging state standards under this, the Every Student Succeeds Act.
Can I just, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you can go.
Is a general educational development exam a recognized equivalent of a diploma?
I don't know, but it doesn't, for the purposes of this, it doesn't really matter, because what a state-issued high school diploma can be obtained by getting the statewide standard scores on the general educational development test.
Well, the reason why I asked the question is because the such as language in the last sentence of the regulation identifies general equivalency diploma, among other things. But as I understood it, you were trying to distinguish between what a general equivalency diploma is on the one hand and what a general educational development exam is on the other hand.
That's correct, Justice Facial. As I stated, the United States Department of Education is fully aware of the general educational development test, and it can state when that doesn't qualify as a regular high school diploma, because it did before 2017 in this very regulation. But when it amended it from general education development test and it put in the language general equivalency diploma, the assumption is that it was changing it from this very specific thing that it previously prohibited and then opening it up to this more generalized term that is, I argue, is ambiguous in here because...
So I have a question. So you're arguing it's ambiguous in the federal regulations.
Yes.
Is there any equivalency diploma, certificate, or anything that can be obtained in the state of New Jersey that fits within this exclusion that a regular high school diploma does not include? It sounds like you're arguing there isn't, because here in New Jersey, if someone obtains a regular high school diploma, as we've been discussing, someone who attends high school and obtains a diploma, under your argument, that qualifies as a regular high school diploma under the federal regulations, but also under your argument, passing the general education development test also qualifies as a regular high school diploma under the federal regulations. Is there anything in the state of New Jersey that doesn't qualify as a regular high school diploma?
I don't know.
Is there anything in any state? I'm asking because as Justice Fischali was, you know, indicating, a regular high school diploma does not include a recognized equivalent of a diploma, such as, and then the series that follows. So it seems as though Congress was providing this general list to encompass
many forms of
equivalency exams or certificates that can exist in all 50 states.
Sure.
Because, as you noted, even though the general educational development test is, it appears to be issued by the American Council on Education, that's a national organization. So this test might exist in many states, but in many states it might not exist.
Right.
So I would like to understand what your understanding is of whether anything falls within this exclusion. Because if the GED, as we've been discussing, in this state and many other states, qualifies as a regular high school diploma, what doesn't?
Right. So while I don't know the specific types of certificates that you were referring to for purposes of New Jersey, I imagine there is something, because under the state regulations for an individual without an IEP, you know, despite they can fulfill all of the graduation requirements. They could go through all this, they could have 120 credits in all the curricular categories, but they nevertheless age out at age 20.
What did you say?
They age out at the age of 20 of the education system. For individuals with IEPs, they age out after the age of 21. I imagine there's things that are provided to individuals who fulfill all the other requirements but cannot otherwise show that they meet the challenging state standards.
And what are the challenging state standards that you're referring to?
So,
because you're referring to the standards in making your argument that the portion of the definition fully aligned with state standards is met, whether it's a high school diploma obtained after attending high school, or whether it's a diploma, a state-issued diploma. But what standards are you referring to that it seems like you're importing into the federal regulation definition of fully aligned with state standards? Because looking at the regulations, NJAC 6A:8-5.1, that includes pretty extensive regulations for graduation requirements for someone in high school.
Correct, yeah.
The same requirements do not exist for someone obtaining a state-issued diploma. I think you would agree.
Yes, but they don't always apply for individuals even getting a state-endorsed high school diploma. For, as I was stating earlier, an individual with an IEP can get a state-endorsed high school diploma as long as their IEP team makes that determination without passing the state-wide assessment or without meeting the curriculum or even attendance standards.
Are you saying that the dividing line between something that's in the federal regulation, something that's out, is that the test involved meets the challenging state standards?
Yes.
And are there tests out there used in New Jersey, applied to high school or given to high school students, that don't meet some sort of challenging state standards?
I'm not sure, Your Honor, because there's actually, things are, the current situation. I'm sorry, Justice Patterson. I can get back to you on that, because based off of like the current situation up until the year 2025, there's actually I believe as a result of COVID, there are a number of tests that do qualify as showing that, including the NJSLA, the PARC, SAT, something called AccuPlacer. But like I said, I can get back to the court with any.
But is the dividing line based on the state saying, yes, there's this test out there that's given by a private organization, or the SATs would be the College Board, et cetera, or whatever it is, but we are imposing requirements on our students as to the score that they have to get in order to pass that test? I mean, is that the key point that makes the difference?
Yes, and the requirement for, you know, with the caveat that the additional requirement of the every student succeeds acts is that the statewide challenging standards have to be inclusive of math, language arts, and science.
So if you had an example that I think most people are familiar with would be the SAT. Mm-hmm. It's issued by the College Board. Schools don't all require it, but if they do, they may have different criteria that they apply to it. But there's nothing the state of New Jersey, tell me if I'm wrong, is not saying that in order for, if a student takes the SAT, the student has not fulfilled the graduation requirements unless they get a X score, right? New Jersey is not imposing any standards on SAT scores.
Generally, yes, except there are exceptions. One exception is the SAT can be used for an individual with an IEP to show proficiency as opposed to the statewide assessment. If their IEP team determines that them showing proficiency in those areas on the SAT satisfies them showing proficiency, but also
that would be, so the SAT could be a test as to which the state imposes challenging state standards.
Yes, and the other exception is it is currently right now until the class of 2025. Like I said, the substitute for competency test for the classes of 2023 and 2025 include showing proficiency via the SAT, ACT. And the PSAT.
How do you square this with responses to comments made, I believe, in the revised qualifying scores for state-issued high school diplomas issued by the New Jersey State Board of Education on March 4th, 2020, where the Board of Education specifically wrote, quote, the median age of individuals who take one of the high school equivalency assessments is 25, so the state-issued diploma might represent an employment opportunity, entrance to the military, or something similar. Therefore, the state-issued diploma represents something different than the state-endorsed diploma.
I think that is included in my, what I was saying earlier, that for the purposes of state law, that they are different, but that they both qualify as regular high school diplomas under this federal regulation.
As a regular high school diploma that is awarded to the preponderance of students in the state, as the Chief Justice pointed out, singular. A regular high school diploma, not many regular high school diplomas.
Correct. But again, should be the controlling language is fully aligned with state standards. And as I was saying, Congress was regulating for the entire array of states and territories, and perhaps, and why use the singular diploma.
So you mentioned,
even though for the student with an IEP, with a student with some issues, there is a whole breadth of services that are provided to enable them to achieve a certain standard. And for a student with those limitations, they could take a GED at any time, pass, never having been provided services, and they would not be eligible, even though not 21 years of age, to receive those services by entering high school, which is exactly what the federal statute and federal regulation is designed to provide.
I respectfully disagree, Justice Solomon. The IDEA and FAPE, IDEA is in Title 20. It's an education statute. And the goal of FAPE is to get students with disability to be able to meet the challenging state standards as determined by the ESSA. They may need services, and they may need air services such as occupational therapy or speech therapy, other services that other individuals that do not have an IEP in order to meet those standards. But once they do meet those standards, they've obtained FAPE as defined by this statute. Now, they may still need, depending on the type and severity of disability they have, they may need other services in order to work or to live. But those services are ones that can be obtained and are provided by other agencies and other groups like the State Department of Labor or the Department of Health and Human Services.
But they have a substantive right.
They have a substantive right to FAPE.
And they have a substantive right to FAPE. And students with disabilities who are on an IEP, part of that usually includes those services that they may need.
Correct. To help them to achieve meeting the challenging state standards. And that's the goal of a FAPE. A FAPE is for them to attain the same level of proficiency as other students obtaining a high school diploma.
Right, and as part of that, they also receive the services, potentially receive the services that come along with it. I think disability rights makes an argument that there's a concern that if we were to hold that obtaining this, passing the GED test, general educational development test, as it is under our regulations and statutes, that to find that that constitutes a standard high school diploma under the federal regulations, there would be an incentive to funnel students with disabilities towards just getting a GED and not having them in the schools obtaining these services that they may very well need in order to achieve a FAPE. Should the commissioner, is there a concern that that might be the case? Even though these districts are receiving federal funding
right.
for providing FAPE to children with disabilities.
In order to take the GED, a student would have to be disenrolled, however.
I'm sorry, I missed the end.
To take the GED, you have to not be enrolled.
Right. What happened here?
How about instead of attending our school, you
right.
disenroll and take the GED?
Nothing.
And you'll be fine.
Well,
I mean, that's what,
right.
what happened here. AD disenrolled.
Correct.
Passed the GED test, but then sought to re-enroll.
Right, at the age of...
There's no indication here that Sparta encouraged this individual to disenroll.
No, I mean, and based on the record here, it seems like they tried to accommodate him via distance learning and various things. But even generally, though, however, to speak to Justice Pierluisi's concern, there's nothing that... The State Department of Education has... overall oversight to try and prevent things from like that, that from happening under the IDEA. You can't guarantee that a district who would have some ulterior motive to try to do something like that would, in every instance, not be able to achieve that. But they have a duty to not.
There would be no problem, and there wouldn't be any duty not to do that because getting a passing score on the GED is attaining this very high state standard, and it's the same or equivalent to, for purposes of federal law, a regular high school diploma.
Correct, Your Honor. Yes. So that would show that the individual met the proficiency standards in order to qualify as meeting the state standards.
And in terms of the New Jersey's education policy, I would assume that the commissioner strongly would discourage any school district from trying to stop students from attending classes and get them disenrolled in the GED in order to save resources. Am I correct about that?
And the state would encourage, you know, the state wants individuals to be able to obtain their high school diploma through the means that they want and that are available to them.
Do you acknowledge that despite arguing that they're equivalent, that the State Board of Education has affirmatively stated that somebody who's a recipient of a state-issued diploma is not considered a graduate of a high school. They're not considered a high school graduate for any purpose beyond that point.
I mean, I think the State Board of Education may have been speaking not colloquially, but like not in terms of the terms of art under the state statutes when doing so. But to the extent...
If that's the case, they don't speak about how someone who has achieved this diploma has achieved this very high state standard. Instead, they specifically say the state-issued diploma represents an employment opportunity, entrance to military service, or something similar, and that it's not considered a graduate of a New Jersey high school. There's pages of responses, and none of the responses say, you know, someone who has this diploma has met this very high state standard that is equivalent to what happens from a state-endorsed diploma.
Well, I think perhaps may have been some error there because the state-issued high school diploma is fully aligned such that it should qualify somebody to entering secondary education as well. I can't fully square, to be quite honest with you, I can't fully square those comments as you were pointing out, Justice.
That language that's fully aligned, where do you take that from?
The fully aligned language is in the regulation itself.
The federal language.
Yes.
Okay. In state regulation, state whatever, where does it say that the GED that New Jersey issues is fully aligned with the requirements of a New Jersey diploma education?
That would be 6A colon 5 8-5 2.
Has the nature of the test given changed at all in the last 10 or 15 years.
The nature of the test meeting. So
the test.
So the GE test is has four general categories that has mapped.
It changed.
The contents of the test changed yearly, but the standards adopted by the State Board of Education have changed periodically for what qualifies as the statewide standard scores. The subject matters, the general subject matters haven't changed. It's math reasoning, language reasoning, science, and social studies.
You mentioned that the federal regulation changed in 2017.
Yes.
Before 2017, would the state-issued GED have qualified in the same way that you're suggesting it presently does?
It would be more complicated in that regard. Honestly, at that juncture, there would have potentially been a preemption issue.
So before 2017, this student might have been permitted to re-enroll and receive the benefits of FAPE.
This student, no, because he was already 19, I believe, at the time. But a student that was 16 or 17, yes.
But once the regulation changed, not because the test changed, but once the regulation changed, he would have no longer been able to re-enroll.
Correct.
And regulations are specifically, there's a long history of they have to go through public comment and the department has to respond, et cetera. So is there anything in the regulatory history that specifically says that the federal government was trying to lower the standard so that where previously a GED passing score was not a regular high school diploma, now it is?
I believe, like as I stated, the where in the Federal Register where it discusses why it was changing and how it was changing the regulation, it just stated that it was changing.
I think I might have missed it before.
Oh, it's okay. It's at 82 FR 29755.
82 FR 29755.
Tell us what it says there.
About this specific, I mean, it's about all the changes. There were regulatory changes that the Department of Education were making to their regulations in order to match the Every Student Succeeds Act. But it doesn't get into too much more detail other than saying that it was changing the regulatory definition of regular high school diploma to match that of the language of the Every Student Succeeds Act.
What does the federal Department of Education do other than its regulations to advise 50 states, territories, obviously vastly different scenarios all over the country and beyond, what it is that it means by these regulations?
By this regulation?
Well, just in general, what's the communication, if any, other than somebody in the Department of Education and Council reading regulations that would potentially in a complex area such as this tell the state State Department of Education what are the requirements that the federal government is imposing here for the funding?
I believe there's a mechanism for clarification, as far as the challenging state standards, as I said, those need to be submitted to the United States Department of Education.
So they're giving the okay to New Jersey's challenging state standards.
When they submitted them to the United States Department of Education under the Every Student Succeeds Act.
But is there anywhere where the federal government has advised, or that you're aware of, other states, if not New Jersey, as to what it is, as to the resolution of the issue that we have before us, which is what is the interplay between the federal standards and the state standards?
I don't believe so. Justice Patterson, the history, I didn't see any case law interpreting the new 2017 regulations as of yet either. It's okay.
But your argument that the amendments in 2017 mm-hmm. to align with the Every Student Succeeds Act is what now makes the New Jersey GED apply in the way that you're suggesting it applies today. That's the alignment that now qualifies the GED under New Jersey's rigorous state standards to count as a regular high school diploma.
Yes, whereas it may not have before because there would have been preemption.
What about the Every Student Succeeds Act suggests that?
that specifically.
Somehow, is it, what about the act suggests that while the GED did not qualify before 2017, it qualifies now?
Just that the act defines challenging state standards at 20 USC 6311B.
So if the GED meets the challenging state standards, it now qualifies as a regular high school diploma.
Yes.
So then, we discussed earlier that the general educational development test is a test developed by a private entity.
Correct.
And is not, I would think formulated along with the New Jersey Department of Education to ensure that it's aligning with New Jersey standards, because it is a test that is used nationally.
Correct.
So how does that, so similar to Justice Solomon's questions earlier with regard to the fact that it seems as though the test didn't change, and it doesn't seem as though the test itself was part of the New Jersey rigorous standards that were submitted to the Department of Education. So I'm still having trouble understanding how suddenly now the GED that is obtained does qualify under the definition of a regular high school diploma, because it aligns with the rigorous state standards because of a definitional change between two statutes to make the statutes align.
Because of the definitional change under federal law. And the only requirements for, I think what you're referring to is like under the New Jersey student learning standards, there are other subject matters other than math, language, and science.
Does New Jersey tell the feds we're going to require an 80% or 60% or whatever the scoring system is under the GED?
I believe so.
And when the federal government then turns around and approves the so-called challenging state standards, would that be one of them? In other words, let's say it's an 80%. New Jersey says, GED, we're gonna require an 80% in order to give that diploma. The feds say either yes or no. If they say yes, the Federal Department of Education says yes, that challenging state standard meets our standard. Is that what puts it within this regulation?
Your Honor, I don't know whether or not to that level of specificity what is supplied to the United States Department of Education when they're submitting what the challenging state standards are. So,
the challenging state standards, you said, generally are submitted to the Federal Department of Education.
Yes, that's required in order to be eligible for funding under the Every Student Succeeds Act.
You told us earlier that the phrase general equivalency diploma in the 34 CFR reg is vague. Is it defined anywhere in the IDEA or the IDEA regulations?
No, I don't believe so, Your Honor.
But you said that the phrase was changed in order to comport with to match the Every Student Succeeds Act. Is it defined there?
No, I don't believe so.
So it is nowhere defined in federal law?
No, and nor is the certificate of completion or the other terms in that list.
I wanted to come back to your earlier argument that we've discussed, that a state-endorsed and a state-issued high school diploma both fit in within the definition of regular high school diploma. We parsed the grammar and the grammar rules a little bit earlier. Focus on the word "the." It says the term regular high school diploma means the standard high school diploma awarded to the preponderance of students in the state aligned with state standards.
No, I recognize, Chief Justice, that, it does speak in singular terms, both in the use of the definite article law and also
what
in
does that
diploma.
Tell?
Ordinarily, that would mean that there is a singular thing that is a high school diploma, and which I understand was just causing confusion here. But again, that confusion is derived from this being a statute where Congress is trying to regulate in this broad area where there's all these different definitions under every single state and jurisdiction.
But you're saying that it's causing confusion. I'm not sure that it's fair to say it's confusion, because you're saying that by changing the language to what the Chief Justice pointed out, the federal government actually made a huge change in the law. So before, a GED diploma, if you received it, you were still entitled to FAPE. And now, because the federal regulation was changed in the way that you and the Chief Justice were just discussing, you are no longer entitled to a FAPE. Why would but there's nothing in the...
Or that you've obtained a FAPE, because by definition, a FAPE is what the federal government defines it as.
I'm sorry, the FAPE is what
the federal government defines it as. This regulation itself defines when a student has achieved a FAPE.
No, I'm pointing to the part of the regulation that says the obligation to make FAPE available to all children with disabilities does not apply with respect to the following. So they're saying once before, if you had a GED diploma, the obligation to make FAPE available to you still applied. And now you're saying they changed the law, huge change, and now it no longer applies.
Yes, and that's aligned with what Congress was trying to do with many of the things Congress was trying to do with the Every Student Succeeds Act. It was amending
the Every Student Succeeds Act has absolutely nothing to do with FAPE, correct?
It does, because it interplays with the IDEA directly. It's the Every Student Succeeds Act is like the general federal law that where Congress applies education funding to states and territories. And the IDEA
correct,
is a more
specifically for students with disabilities.
Right. But they both interact with one another. And the Department of Education aligned the definition of regular high school diploma under the IDEA to match that of the Every Student Succeeds Act.
So if what the federal government was trying to do was accomplish this huge change in the law without stating that in the regulations anywhere, why would they have chosen to do it with the word means the standard high school diploma awarded to the preponderance of students in the state that is fully aligned with state standards?
Because again, they're enacting that language in an imperfect area where they have to be account for, it has to be more general to account for and be applied to each individual state.
That was the case before 2017 also. I'm just trying to understand if Congress and the Department of Education were trying to change the law where it used to be that after you got your GED, you were still entitled to FAPE. Now, once you get your GED, you're no longer entitled to FAPE. Why would they do it in such a way where they don't actually say that and instead use the language that you were discussing with the Chief Justice that is singular and that specifically talks about the standard high school diploma awarded to the preponderance of students in the state?
Other than, as I stated, is set forth in the regulatory record, other than that the United States Department of Education was changing the definition in order to match the Every Student Succeeds Act, I can't tell you, Your Honor, except for that the one part of the intent of the Every Student Succeeds Act was to actually back off of federal control of state standards for education a bit, because the successor to that, the previous iteration of that was No Child Left Behind, which it was amending in order to basically eliminate things such as like the core curriculum under that law.
You suggested that the choice of language in the beginning part of that regulation is an effort to meet the general standard across all 50 states. If that were so, why would they use more precise, more narrow, more specific language as they actually did? The standard high school diploma.
I think they are trying to define regular high school diploma and therefore are using the singular in that regard. The state of New Jersey, where there are two different types of high school diplomas under state law, may very well be an outlier. And because they're speaking generally for as many and trying to incorporate as many states and territories as possible, they spoke in those more general, those specific terms, not maybe contemplating that there would be multiple types of high school diploma that are fully aligned with state standards in a state.
We've kept you up here for quite some time, Mr. Lynch, not to punish you, but because you've been giving us helpful answers. Any other questions? Anything you'd like to add?
Just this.
Ask one more, Chief.
Sure.
From the point of view of the districts, is the Commissioner of Education communicating that and advising the districts of what you have just argued in terms of the commissioner's interpretation of federal law? In other words, if a district needs advice from the commissioner, is this the advice that is being given, as far as you know?
As far as you know, yeah, this is the final agency decision of the commissioner here is that the state issued high school diploma is fully aligned with state standards. Just finally, just in closing, regardless of how the court interprets the interplay between this federal regulation and the state regulations, the Commissioner of Education just asked that it do so in a way that that recognizes and promotes the state policy that state-issued high school diplomas are just as valuable and are capable of obtaining the opportunities in both higher education and in life and in training that a state-endorsed high school diploma does under state law. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you. Ms. Ruth, rebuttal?
Unless there are questions from the court, I'm willing to waive my rebuttal. We've been here a long time.
Thank you. And my comment to Mr. Lynch applies to all four counsel. Thank you all for the helpful arguments this morning. We'll take the matter under advisement. Court's going.